A Pair of Fools, episode 15. I got my boy Hayden Sherva here. We're kind of just here shooting the shit, bullshitting. What's up, man?
Not really a whole lot, just a couple guys on the computer. I have a cold right now, but honestly, I think it makes me sound hotter.
You think so?
I would go as far as to say that maybe it makes my voice sound more flowy, more appealing.
More, okay. So, like, are you not comfortable with your normal speaking voice, or?
You know what, that's actually funny that you bring that up. I was just thinking about that in the car, actually, today and yesterday. Because I was singing in the car, because I was kind of freaking out on my way here. So I was like, man, I gotta get some worship songs up in here and calm me down. And I was like, I have a really girly voice.
Like, you think
just,
so?
Dude, it's just, it's so high-pitched, and I can't get the right chords, and...
See, I always, like, that was a big fear of mine, like, in, like, elementary school, like, especially, and, like, middle school, maybe, even, like, those puberty years.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, dude, like, it is super windy outside. I don't know if you guys can hear that. It's, like, gusting out here, but, you know, like, I just think in my head, like, man... Like, my voice is super high, like, it better not be like that forever, you know, you just freak out, and then finally puberty comes, and, like, you start growing, you know, some pubes and shit, and you're like, okay, we might be chilling, and then your voice drops and whatever, and you're fine.
For some people, yeah. For some people.
Yeah, and then we got some people, like, I'm not even gonna name names, that just feels mean.
Why don't you just give us their address, too?
Yeah. Social security card, the three numbers on the back of their debit card, even.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, when it comes to that, I had my Winston Churchill moment.
Oh, yeah. Fast, oh.
The infamous voice crack. And
that was probably one of the...
From there, I mean, really, it hasn't gotten any better.
That was probably one of the worst voice cracks, like, in the history of voice cracks. Just raises his hand to answer a question in history class. And, like, of course, everybody's silent, you know? Like, just proper classroom etiquette if somebody raises their hand. And just answers just in the middle, like, I don't even remember the context of the question, but it had something to do with World War II and the United Kingdom and Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you got the question right.
I did get the question right. I got the question right, and now I'll forever be remembered for that moment. It just really rubs me the wrong way, the fact that I didn't get into the yearbook.
Oh, like, yeah. For anything like that?
Off of so many blunders and... just things of that nature, and I still did not get into the yearbook. The fact that I didn't get into the yearbook for even a homebody says something. Because that means that the person that did get homebody, they were still more popular than me. Because everybody at least knew their name and knew that they stayed home. I stayed home so much that nobody knew I stayed home.
Yeah, but
how low-key we kept it.
That's sometimes a good thing, though. Like, honestly... Like you said, you know, you kept it low-key, you know, keeping it cool like that is always a positive thing sometimes.
Where'd you get that?
for everyone listening, I just put a crew neck on. It's actually a hand-me-down.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that looks like it's straight out of Diary of Wimpy Kid. We got a stick figure with his tongue out. He says, don't wanna.
With his hands up and his tongue out on his crew neck.
I like that crew neck.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty sweet. I've worn it to a couple functions and stuff.
Yeah.
And people were like, dude, that's kind of cool. Like, one guy actually came up to me. He was double fisting Miller Lite pounders, so, like, gross shit. And he, like, slaps me on the shoulder, like, hard as fuck. And he's like, dude, that shirt's for fucking faggots. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And then he just leaves and, like, goes to the pong table.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, I didn't know who he was, so I'm not gonna, like, freak out about it too much. But, like, that messes with you, like, as a person. Like, somebody just walks up to you and is like, your crew neck is gay.
Dude, I haven't... Speaking of messing with somebody on, like, a different level. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So... this was when I was still an active user of Tinder.
Okay.
And I was fiending, right?
Yep.
And there was this chick that I had matched with, and I remember that, like, I didn't message her for weeks, but she was attractive, but her bio said, like, I only have red flags or something.
Or, like, I have a kid or something like that.
Something like that. But, like, her bio was literally only red flags.
Okay.
So... I was like, oh, well, I'll just message her and I'll just let her know I'm not attracted to that. So I just said, hey, I'm just really not into red flags.
Just cock blocking yourself.
And then you know what she said?
What's that?
She said, well, you're only attractive in your last picture anyways. The rest of them are ugly. And then she unmatched with me after that.
Oh my God. Well,
okay, so she said that? Yeah. She said that and I replied. I was like, that's a very interesting response. and then she unmatched me after that. I was like, there's no way.
Okay, well, like, now that you brought that up, there was this one night, I actually, like, told you about it, like, right after it happened, because it shook me to my core. I matched with this girl. It was, like, this super slim fit, like, Asian girl. I think you remember this. And, I can't remember if we just matched or if she messaged me. I think she messaged me like, hey, or something. And I was like, hey, what's up? And then she was like, oh, that was an accident. And then I was like, damn. Like, and I sent her a message. I was like, hey, just for the next guy that you accidentally messaged.
Oh, I remember.
Just click the unmatch button, huh? Like, fuck, man. Like, I really wanted to go over to, like, I don't know. The nearest lake from Fargo Moorhead with a couple of like blocks and just like go for a swim. Like after that, I was just like, holy shit, this is the worst. The
mobster floaties, huh?
Yeah, well, like the mobster floaties, like anything on Tinder related to like anything like accidental or
oops
is just an immediate like, wow.
Sorry, I thought I was your friend in the picture. Those are always bad, too.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's terrible, too. Yeah, but that's immediate, like, SpongeBob, like, rock bottom shit right there. When shit like that happens, for sure.
Dude, you gotta shave, man.
Dude.
You got foam all over your beard now.
Bro.
I'm just saying.
For everybody listening, I have a fucking... What is this?
Pistachio
iced latte.
Minty pistachio iced latte that I picked up, by the way.
I paid for it, and I got you a fucking vanilla decaf latte. Small.
The tiniest Lego mini. mini people sized.
Well, okay, so I text the guy at lunch, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to pick up some coffee, or I'm going to order some coffees for the podcast. Do you want to grab them on your way over? He's like, yeah, sure. I ask him what he wants. He tells me, vanilla, decaf, latte, hot, ? I'm like, yeah, sure. And he says, small. And I'm like, okay. And literally, that size that I got him on the app is the small size. So, like, in my defense, like, I knew you probably didn't literally, like, want that one. You probably, like, wanted, like, the normal small, because that was, like, the last option.
No, to be honest, like... it was tiny. It fit my little baby hands perfectly.
Yeah.
I was able to put it in my center console when I was driving. So, I mean, really, really, it was all right. It really wasn't too bad.
How big of hands do you have?
Huh?
Like, how big are your hands?
Pretty big.
Yeah,
pretty
dude.
Pretty big.
Dude, your hands are bigger than mine. I don't know what you're calling your hands baby hands for over there, but that's some wild shit. But, so you've been sick.
I've been sick forever.
Like, yeah. Like, you just said you got a cold.
Yeah.
You were just getting over a sickness before this cold. Like,
I, like, just really...
What's the issue?
Any sense of being sick, whether it's mentally or physically, I've had it in the past month and a half. And it's been crazy. It started out with... I got COVID a little bit earlier on. Yeah. And then after that... And then my brain started doing funky things. And I was like... I'm like, you know what? I think I'm actually going to forget how to stop breathing. Yep. So, that was crazy. So, that went on for 2.5 weeks where it was just like mental suicide in my head. It was bombs going off. And
yep.
And then now, like, I'm finally getting over that, you know? The Lord gave me an answer and I was happy about that. So, things were going good. And then, boom, I got a cold. So, I mean, I really ain't got nothing to complain about. But it does seem like this winter season has been crazy. Like,
yeah,
I just can't rest.
I feel like that's like a lot of people, and like it's not even COVID, but other sicknesses this like winter and fall. Like, I heard a bunch of people got the fucking flu and like all just all sorts of like nasty shit, you know. And luckily, like I haven't got anything too serious. Like I was kind of stuffed up with like a couple weeks ago, so maybe that was something. Like it was pretty persistent for a while, but got over that. But yeah, this winter has been pretty juiced. Did they give you any medication for any of these sicknesses you got here? Or like,
oh yeah,
yeah,
yep, yeah. I mean, I went and got DayQuil and NyQuil for this cold that I got, and for COVID. I mean, the only medicine I needed was a paid stay at home to make me feel better. And then after that, and then they gave me some head drugs for my brain, yeah, those are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Those are pretty nice, especially.
Are those expensive?
They can be.
Yeah.
They can be. Without insurance, they are expensive. Like, dang near $400.
Dude, I think that whole, like, pharmacy business, like, it's all kind of shady, you know? Like, I don't know. Just, I've heard so many things, like, that, you know, companies are donating to political campaigns and, you know, supporting people behind closed doors, and it's just like, man. And then I read somebody told me a stat, I can't even remember who it was, but they said like the United States is one of the only places in the world to actually advertise like drug companies and shit like that.
Yeah, other countries don't allow the marketing on drugs through commercials or through any campaigns like that, just because they don't believe that's correct, you know, because they say that doing the marketing for drugs for I guess like unintentional purposes, that can lead to, I mean, like it's just misdirection. And when you have a drug and when you have something that changes your brain chemistry, when you're just marketing like it's candy to people, even if you have all of the discrepancies at the end being like, oh, you know, it could cause this, you know, it can make you think this way, in reality we're trying to sell these drugs like they're just normal products for the most part.
Yeah,
you know. And then I guarantee you can find a doctor that will prescribe it to you even if you don't need it.
Yeah, dude, like the whole OxyContin, you know, that was a big thing. You know, people would literally go into hospitals and they, oh, my back hurts, you know. That was a big thing for a while. That was like kind of the running joke in America, you know, oh, my back hurts, go get an Oxy, you know. And like I heard a story on not the plug, you know, Joe Rogan, but on Joe Rogan, there was this doctor who was pushing like hundreds of prescriptions for Oxys like a day. Like, yeah, and it was just unreal. But a lot of these big companies, they actually get caught up promoting like drugs that aren't like licensed or approved yet.
Oh, right, like things that haven't gone through FDA?
Yeah, they haven't gone through the whole cycle. Like, Pfizer in 2009, they had to settle for almost $3 billion after they illegally promoted the drug Bextra for unapproved uses and misbranding.
Mm.
So, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
So they were, like, trying to be like, oh, I mean, just for example, this will solve your coughing issue, but you're also going to grow a third eye.
Yeah, or like, did you ever hear about the drug, this was a while ago, like in the 90s, Accutane? Did you ever hear about that?
I've heard of Accutane, yeah.
Yeah, you've heard of it? So, back when it like first got started, you know, it's a acne drug, you know, it clears your face up, but it was fucking like causing people to like commit suicide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like the side effects were fucking nuts, like, Andrew Santino was put on it as a kid. He's a comedian. He was put on it as a kid, and like he ended up making a bit out of it, but like he listed all the side effects that were like on his like prescription growing up, and it was like bone density problems, like bone growth, like all sort, like hormone imbalance, all sorts of shit. Like it so was it's just like, hey, nuts.
Like, well, we'll clear up your face, but we're also going to make you want to kill yourself.
Yeah, like, and that was his whole joke. It was like, Accutane, you know, something along the lines of, you know, are you are you trying to kill yourself, you know, for clear skin? Right. You know, essentially is what, I don't want to just rip his joke on air like that, but
yeah, I mean, some medicines, like, they help and everything, but the side effects of something is just ridiculous.
Yeah, like, when you see those commercials, and again, it's only in the United States you see these commercials, but at the end of them, they'll have, like, 30 seconds just speed running through, you know, 20 side effects.
They're just
know.
Trying to hit a new PR.
Yeah, and
they just want to hit a new PR. That's why, like, oh, the man, thing, what's the fastest we can get through this right now without getting legally confined to this?
And, like, the thing is, they put that, like, sped up voice on there just so it, like, seems like there's less side effects until somebody actually goes in there and reads them. And then it's like, holy shit, there's, like, 20 different things this could do to me.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why it takes 30 seconds at 3x speed, you know? You got a minute and a half of just full-on side effects. You're going to grow a third leg. You're going to lose your eyes.
Yeah, it's like it's always like,
your girlfriend's going to leave you. Like, it's just stuff that we want to know about before we start taking it.
And it's always on the last, like, slide of the ad. Like, it's where, like, their number's right there, and then it's like, you know?
Our attention span is too short for that.
Exactly. Nobody's paying attention to that shit anymore.
Like, when the doctor put me on the medicine I'm on now, I didn't know it was going to make me so much cooler.
What do you mean?
But then I read the side effects, and I was like, caution, this drug can make you way hotter, way funnier, and you're more than likely to get a significant other while on this medicine. I was like, I'm like, see, this is...
Where do I find this at?
Huh?
How do I get prescribed this medicine?
Oh, it's called Accutane.
Oh. Okay, yeah, and then, you know, just start, take up tying nooses once you start taking it.
I think that's in the third trimester.
That's in the third stage of use?
Yeah, something like that.
God, man.
Something like that. You know what? If this is the most popular... If this is the highest rated podcast, I want that crew neck.
You want this crew neck on mine if it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to need everybody to run this podcast so I can get this crew neck. And
I think I can make that happen. I think, yeah.
Honestly, if we get 3 likes on this podcast, I'll make a new calendar. 12 months of me completely naked wearing this crew neck.
Dude, April, the month of April, that's my birthday. So you're going to have to do something real crazy for that.
Something really erotic?
Something super erotic, yeah. Like, I don't know what you're going to, like, pull out of your bag of tricks. I know you got some tricks over there, but just make it interesting, you know, make it
maybe
funny.
I can wear shoes.
Make it funny, you know.
Can I wear shoes?
Yeah, just
one shoe.
You're gonna wear one shoe.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull a Stanley Yelnats. I'm gonna
Stanley. Okay, we're going straight holes.
Yeah,
it's just you and Zero with some shovels.
Yeah,
it's just you're the shovels covering up your fucking your nuts,
dude. That would actually be a really good picture.
Dude, just a straight, that should be the whole calendar, just all holes themed 12-month calendar. Just all, like, you can do, like, different, like, it's them eating onions, but you're fucking naked, like, them killing lizards, but you're fucking naked, you know?
Yeah.
Just, that would be kind of funny.
Them all in the tents, but you're naked.
Dude, just a bunch of fucking naked kids, man, that's terrible. They're all, like, 13.
I don't think that we can sell that.
Yeah, you definitely can't sell that, no. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing over here with this computer. We got this laptop over here.
Yeah, we just picked up this laptop. It was sitting in the garage.
It was sitting in my neighbor's garage, and we kind of just picked it up. It was just left open, completely open. We didn't need a password or anything, so we're just kind of on Google, just kind of searching around.
Just two guys on a computer.
Just two dudes on this computer. Pair of Fools, episode 15.
You know, I don't mean to open up the yearbook again in any way, but
yeah.
Honestly, if you could just refresh my memory.
About what?
Well, you know.
I don't know, no. Oh, what are we talking about here?
Okay, so we missed prom our senior year, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Due to COVID?
Yep.
Did we have a snowball?
Yeah, we did. I was on snowball.
With Emma, right?
No, Emma got homecoming queen.
Oh, that was Homecoming.
Yeah.
I had completely forgot about that up until she brought it up.
Yeah, like, I know, because you're like...
We were at my parents' place. Yeah, I was like...
You're like, you like, won that?
Like, no way. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, I saw her, the look on her face. She kind of got offended about it. Yeah, we're calling you out on the pod, Emma. But, yeah, so we did have a snowball. I was on snowball. It was a pretty fun experience. I was hoping I would get on, you know? I mean, now I've opened the yearbook back up, but... Yeah, I was hoping to get on, and if I didn't, you know, it'd be whatever, but got on there with all my buds, and, you know, Tanner ended up winning, you know, kind of the upset. At least, like, looking back on it, like, me and all the other boys were like, yo, we didn't think he was going to win, but, like, looking back on it, Tanner was a bro with every student, and what I think got him the win, every teacher and, like, staff member just loved him. And how can't you, you know? He's the man.
Yeah, Tanner's a good guy. Tanner, he's always been a funny dude.
Yeah, I remember when I first linked up with the guy, it was, like, after someone's birthday party in, like, 7th grade, and we went over to Blue Eagle, and the kid was just climbing, like, trees and, like, climbed on, like, the... Like the beach, like house building or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And like, I was just like, dude, you're fucking crazy, man. And then he came over to my house, so we just kept causing shit at my house, lighting stuff on fire, making my mom fucking blow up. Fucking, dude, she got so angry at us a couple times just for tomfoolery. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
I got plenty of videos at my house too of. Was breaking stuff and getting into fights. And I just remember when you guys came to my bedroom door when I didn't go to it was one of the Trojan games over at the Fargo Dome, and you guys came back home from that. You guys kept asking me to go and I wouldn't go, and you guys went to my window and knocked on it for like an hour and a half.
Oh yeah, I have videos of that too. Yeah, I have videos of that. It was me and Tanner. Yeah,
it really is tough though, like being an adult.
Like, yeah, dude.
Transitioning
from high school to, like, adult life.
I remember when I first moved out, the only thing I wanted to do was just move back home.
Yeah.
I always thought that I knew what I was doing and, like knew what I wanted to do and, like, knew what I was talking about. Pretty much every single thing that I ever have said in high school, I was wrong about. Like, going to college and, like, doing... man, what did I want to do? I don't know. In high school, I'm like, man, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to do, like, esports marketing. And I'm going to do all this different kinds of stuff. And really, man, I ended up not having to go to college. But I thought for sure that was the only way.
Yeah.
And when I moved out, I was like, oh, I'm going to save all my money. I'm going to save this much money. It's going to be this easy. And that's been really difficult. First year, seriously, like, I was like, if this is what being a grown-up is, I don't want to be a grown-up. I just want to move home and just be a baby, honestly. Yeah,
like, and my experience was kind of different. Like, I was super amped to get out of the house, like, and because I was going to college, though, like, that was the thing, like, between me and you, that was the difference. But, like, I get into my dorm room, so I ended up having two roommates. My first one, he was a cool guy. He, like, liked to drink and shit, but, like, first of all, he never went to class. Like, literally, I think he went to, like, the first 2 days, like, orientation, and then, like, the first day of class, and then after that, like, he didn't go.
So he wasn't, like, at school at all, or, like, he just didn't go to class ever?
He literally stayed in the dorm room. Like, he was, like... He never left. Okay, he left to, like, go eat, like, at restaurants. He didn't use his meal plan, but he would go eat, like, restaurants. And
I bet
then,
that guy's parents are proud. And I bet he's really happy right now, paying it off.
I'll get to that. Listen to this. Okay. So he literally would just stay in the dorm room, and then, like, I'd ask him every day, like, yo, how was class? Did you go? And he'd be like, no, And he'd always be playing, like, the weirdest fucking games, like, play, like, some racing game. Like, it wasn't Forza, but it was, like, some straight line, like, drag racing game, right? And then he'd play, like...
Did you have the pedals, too?
No, he didn't have anything like anything crazy like that. I could see that. If he did, I probably would have. I would have requested a fucking a different. Yeah, I would have got out of there. But so you play like that game, and then like a fucking one of those big buck hunter games, but like one where you could like hike around and like fucking there'd be like fire towers you can climb up and shoot shit from, and like I was like, dude, what the fuck? And then you remember Natalie Bava?
Yeah.
So she went to Wapton too, and she was a student that like I'm forgetting the fucking acronym for it. It's like the student that lives in the dorms, right, and like dude, like, I sound so fucking retarded.
Like a hall monitor,
right,
pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much like a hall monitor. I can't remember what it's called. Look it up really quick.
I used to know what it was.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's, fuck, we're going to sound so dumb when...
College hall
Jesus monitor. Christ. But yeah, she was one of those fucking people. She was on the student life panel.
The resident's life assistant?
Yeah, the RA, dude. Jesus Christ. God fucking damn it, bro. Wow, that's embarrassing. Yeah, so she was an RA, and she came knocking at my dorm room one day. This was before my little incident. I guess I can tell that story after this. But she, long story short, she's like, yeah, you got to go to a residential life about not going to class. And then, like, the dude goes there, like, 2 days late, like he was supposed to go there like that day. He goes there 2 days like after she was there, and he's like pretty much like, yeah, I'm like leaving. I'm like, oh. He's like, yeah, don't do what I did. And I was like, yeah, I'm not. Like, I was going to class 8 a.m. every day. But he told me the story, like his dad pretty much, so that he was from South Dakota, and his dad pretty much laid out like 4 college applications like in front of him and just like filled them all out, and then he like picked one,
right?
Yeah, and just made him go to Wapton to be an electrician. So like that's why he didn't go to class or anything.
I mean, like, was the old man paying for it?
Yeah, he was paying for it all, so that's why. Yeah,
man, I bet his dad was pissed. If my son did that and like didn't even try at all, oh, I would be so angry. I would be so livid. But, I mean, some people, they just aren't ready for it. Like, I've talked to a few different people about college. And the thing that I found is, like, a lot of people will go to college and they'll pay for college because they don't want to be a grown-up.
Yeah.
Like, being a grown-up is that scary and worrisome to some people, that they would rather pay $100,000 and have 4 more years of any sort of freedom.
Oh, what?
Cobra?
Dumbass.
Cobra started. Really, just, I mean, honestly, the guy was just excited to see me, and I don't blame him. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've been able to have a conversation with Cobra.
Yeah, but he was trying to see the clouds god over here,
and fucking he saw him
rip some clips out real quick.
Oh, dude, I haven't even been on COD in like 3 weeks, honestly.
Yeah, dude, I think I got on like once or twice last week, and not to railroad your fucking conversation about college, but yeah, I like got on like once or twice last week, did all right a couple games, and then just fucking like got shit on by some kids smoking crack, bro.
Well, I mean, honestly, that just ties right back into the college talk, Call of Duty, yeah. Because, yeah, it actually doesn't. It doesn't. No, it doesn't. But,
well, I mean, people in college play, like, video games, Call of Duty and shit, like,
yeah,
they really don't have, like, a lot to do besides going to class unless they're, like, an athlete.
Yeah, unless they're an absolute monster and they got parties to go to and stuff to do like that. Which, I mean, no fault to anybody that went to college at all, because, like, the people that try in college, like, college ends up being a good thing, you know?
Yeah, like,
you end up getting a good job and some good money, and
yeah,
though that is available for people that don't go to college as well, it all depends on what you look at college as, but the issue is when people use it to feign adulthood, when they try to give themselves 4 more years of, I guess, like...
like, just...
being a kid or, like, not having much responsibilities.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's crazy that people would be willing to take on that much debt to feel that way. Which, I totally understand it. If I was made out of money, or, like, if I had my college paid for, even if I went for something that I wasn't even interested in, I would still go for all 4 years.
Yeah.
I honestly would.
And, like... see, something like that, like, if you're trying to just get away from, you know, adult, like, being an adult and, like, oh, I'm just going to go to college and, you know, drink and, you know, just have a good time, which is low-key kind of, like, what I did, but, like, I was an idiot, low-key, and I dropped a bunch of, like, required things and, like, couldn't, like, could not move on just because I had dropped classes. And I will say my advisor did a shitty job. Like, he never once told me, like, hey, you can't do that. So, but that's, like, both of our fault, I guess. But,
I mean, at least you were trying, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's people that will go there and just be like, oh, man, like, I just don't want to live on my own. Or, like, I'm just not ready for that. So, I'm gonna spend 4 years here.
Yeah.
And, like, I understand that's not the case for everybody. But I'm just talking. I'm talking specifically about that point just because I wanted to highlight that it's difficult to transition, like, into adulthood. Just, like, so people will pay that much money because becoming an adult is tough.
Yeah, and, like, but it's also, like, a double-edged sword because being an adult is tough and transitioning is tough. But if you can find that balance of, you know, having no responsibility, like, you know, that balance of responsibility and free time in college, you know, that can... help your transition into the real world
A
little easier.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people, especially in this day and age, have a hard time finding that balance.
Yeah.
Especially at big universities like that.
I mean, like, there's people that have a hard time finding that balance when whether they went to college or not, you know, or whether they have a job or not. Like, that's a tough balance to find. And even after I found the job that I have now, that was still difficult, finding time to do things after work, like finding time to spend time with family and spend time with friends. Like, you know, when I lived at home, that stuff was always readily available to me. I could always go talk to my parents, or I could always go hang out with my friends, and I never did. I would stay at home, I'd play video games instead. And now I look back, when something was just so close and so readily available to me, like, sometimes I would bring my dinner that my parents would make me, and I'd bring it downstairs to watch a show or to play video games. And now, I don't find much, like, there's no way I could do that now. I don't find much pleasure in a whole lot else other than going home and sharing a meal with my family now.
Yeah, like, I mean, you've
trade
had
that for anything.
You've had me and Emma and even Blake out there, you know,
yeah,
to eat some food. Even though when Blake was out there, we were really just like, kind of poking fun at him the whole time. Well, your grandma was there too, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's why we kind of just having a little fun with Blakester.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it was fun, and like that's why I like bringing you guys home to Hillsboro, because it's like, man, there's so much stuff that I wish that I had more time to do, and so much stuff that I wish that I could redo, I guess.
Yeah.
Like in high school, before I moved out, I thought I had everything. You know, like I mentioned earlier, I thought I had everything planned. I was like, oh, I'm going to get this job. I'm going to spend this amount of time with these people. And after I moved out, like, I've already moved apartments 4 times. So I've moved apartments 4 times. It's been a year and a half. I've had 3 jobs. I've made a bunch of new friends. I've lost, like, some connections I had. And, I mean, like, even talking to my parents, I love my parents and I'm really close, but I still wasn't really giving a whole lot of time there. So, like, just transitioning from having so much at my disposal to not having anything, that was really hard. Like, what have you been doing to try to, like, curb that, I guess? Or have you found a way to curb, like, time spent with others versus work and personal stuff?
Yeah, I guess you could say so. I mean, one thing my instructor, like, the in college, like the 1 year of college I did do, one thing he always preached to us, because, you know, we were a trade school, most of the time you're going straight into the workforce, you know, after your 2 years of, you know, school. And one thing he would always preach to us was work-life balance, you know. You gotta, you know, and especially in our industry, you know, the culinary industry, what I was going to school for, you know, you're working long hours, so you need to really plan your time outside of work, you know, accordingly. So I kind of think that I've made it a little easy, but then again, I don't do a whole lot. Like, I go to work and I play video games, or like I make food, or I go outside and, like, you know, take pictures, you know, just do random shit, you know, listen to music, you know, buy vinyl records.
Have you thought about how you're going to make your way back into the culinary scene? Or is that something that you still want to do? Or
You know, a lot of people have asked me that in the past, like, year, and I kind of give them the same answer. Like, you know, I don't know, maybe, like, there's so many things, especially nowadays, that you can do that are culinary related. Like, you see people, you know, they have pop-up, you know, stores on, you know, Etsy, or, you know, fucking Squarespace, whatever, you name it. They're selling, you know, baked goods in, you know, boxes, gift boxes, or, you know, anything like that. Or then you go into the actual restaurant aspect, and, you know, there's so many people and so many examples, you know, you can get into that stuff really whenever you're, you know, financially able, say if you want to actually own a restaurant. But, you know, working in one, especially nowadays, you can get into a lot of places right now.
Oh yeah, I mean, everywhere's hiring, nobody wants to work anymore.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you had a choice, then what would be the preferred culinary track that you would take?
Well, like, I think a hotel would be fun, just because of, like, all the benefits that come with that, you know?
Do you get flights, too? Working at a hotel, depends, or is it just free hotel?
It depends on, like, what the hotel is, you know, how nice it is, and everything like that. And, yeah, like, our instructor, he worked at, like, the Hilton or some shit, and he got free rooms at any Hilton in the world, or like he was working towards getting that reward, because like I think it was like a
different tiers of rewards, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, and that'd be nice too, like, to be able to travel anywhere, I guess. I mean, within the states, unless it's like countrywide. But
yeah, I can't remember if it was like in the country or the fucking, like, I'm pretty sure it was the fucking world, because, like, I can't remember if it was him or one of his coworkers, like, went to Japan or some shit, like, some Asian country, and stayed at this hotel for, like, virtually free, just because they had worked at one.
Yeah, I want to go to Japan so bad. I think that, I mean, I was trying to figure out if I wanted to go to Japan as a young adult, as I am now.
Yeah.
Or if I wanted to wait until I was, like, mid-20s or even early 30s to do that, like, hopefully with my wife at some point. I think that would be a fun trip, but I mean, I'm tempted to just go for a week or two.
Really?
Honestly, I just think it's so cool. I don't know, like, the culture and the architecture and just everything over there, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, even just down to the fucking geography, like, it's a fucking island. And then it has forests, like tropical forests, just like deciduous, like normal forests. And then they have
hurricanes.
Yeah, hurricanes. And they have snow-capped mountains that you can fucking ski on, dude.
If I was there, I'd be able to stop the hurricane before it happened. Yeah. Which is why I need to get over there ASAP.
Dude, and they got tsunamis, bro. Do you remember that tsunami that fucking hit that nuclear power plant? Do you remember that? It was like Fukushima or whatever. I can't remember like the exact name, but I remember all sorts of bad shit happening like after that. Like, not only, well, first of all, the tsunami killed a fuckload of people, and then like there was a meltdown at this like power plant, and like all sort, like, you know, that's not good, obviously. So like people had to get evacuated, people got sick, fucking animals died.
Yeah, there's a lot of evacuations. Over a, that affected 160,000 people.
And holy, I guess shit.
It was caused by an earthquake. 9 magnitude.
Yeah, earthquake, and then, you know, the tsunamis usually, or especially over there, like if there's earthquake happening, like I'm not sure on the statistics, I'm just pulling this out of my ass, like let's just say 8 times out of 10 there's an earthquake over there, like major earthquake, a tsunami's gonna come and just fucking,
I mean,
clean all that water, shit up, dude.
Water and
the sloppy seconds,
the rumblings of the earth's stomach does not they do not mix well at all.
No,
they don't mix well.
So 160,000 people. That's fucking crazy. That's like,
wait, count to 160,000 right now.
That would take like probably as long as we've been sitting here talking right now.
Oh, easily more.
Yeah, 40 minutes. You don't think I could do that in 40 minutes?
Well, could you spell it out?
That'd probably take fucking 40 seconds for me, you know? You gotta sit here and think. But damn, that is crazy. I'm so glad that, you know, all the most extreme weather we have around here, for the most part, is just like crazy blizzards. You know what I mean? Every once in a while, you got like a tornado.
Hurricane mid.
In the Midwest. But yeah, like you have tornado warnings, and like we were up here, shout to Jordan. We were up here driving around, like, fuck, it was like our freshman year of high school. Jordan had like just got his license. Yeah, I still have that picture. And, huh?
I still have that picture of me and you standing on that hay bale.
Oh, yeah. Like, but this was different. Like, it was that same year, though. But we weren't even, like, up in Fargo to, like, look at storms. We were just up there. And, like, it started getting real bad. And I remember we were driving around, like, this area before these apartments were built. Because I remember we were over by this Napa down the street. And we heard the tornado sirens go off. And then we, like, looked up kind of towards like the green arch bridge over there over the interstate, like where you're like crossing into North Dakota.
Yeah.
And there was just a fucking funnel cloud in the sky, and we're like, holy fucking shit. And I bet you Jordan still has a picture of it somewhere in his camera roll. He'd really have to dig in there probably, but
digger on a lot of other stuff. A lot of Fortnite wind celebrations.
Talking shit on Call of Duty and like memes. That's like, that kid's camera roll is nuts with memes and talking shit on COD. It's like he's got a clip for like every day of the month. I love it.
Oh man, yeah. No, we got a lot of people all going different directions. Who do you think is doing like the best right now?
Out of our graduation.
Well, I mean,
I guess
that we could say our graduation, but I mean, I was thinking about extending it, I guess, like, just to kind of people.
In general?
I mean,
what do you mean?
People that we know well, like, that we're friends with, so.
Ooh,
like,
I don't know.
Like, because even though Jordan didn't graduate with us, like, your answer, I guess, could hypothetically be Jordan, because you are his friend and everything.
Yeah,
but
I mean.
He's a few years older, so.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that we know that's, like, just really killing it right now?
Jordan's brother, Brayden. He's low-key been stacking fucking tons of bread. Like, I don't even want to put his business out into the streets like that, so I'm not going to even say a number, but
he's had the same, been doing a good job.
Yeah, he's had the same job for a long time, and he consistently gets raises.
Yeah, and he's just grinding it out.
Yeah, he's a grinder, dude. Yeah, and he's smart with his money.
I'm definitely envious of him being smart with his money. Cause
yeah, I think that's like one of my worst qualities. I'm terrible with money. Horrible, actually, with money.
Well, we are recording this on a shoe rack, so.
Yeah, we are recording this on a makeshift desk, also known as a shoe rack. So, yeah, not a lot of furniture in this place. Our priorities have gone.
A TV sitting on a TV next to a TV.
Bro, we got three TVs in this room. And what you know about
one of them
it.
Is being used as a TV stand.
Yeah, one of them is being used in. As a dusty ass TV stand. That's why. That's That's the studio right now.
But yeah, I'm definitely envious of Brayden's ability to save money.
Yeah.
His ability to put his head down and just get the work done. I kind of wish that I would have maybe like gotten a cheaper apartment, or I kind of wish that my parents lived in town, to be honest, because if my parents lived in town, 100% I would still be living with them and saving money.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very blessed in the situation that I have now with the apartment and everything. Extremely, like, blessed beyond I deserve, for sure. But if my parents lived in town, man, I wish I could be saving money like that, because that is such a nice discipline to have, mm-hmm. is the ability to save money. I'm just starting to do it better now, but I've gone through, I forgot what my financial said, but I spent like 18 grand. Like, I've since starting Jesus. My, not since, yeah, actually, maybe since starting my new job, which is like in July.
Holy fuck.
So,
like, that's insane.
I just have a tendency to spend, I never spend more money than I have. Like, I never go crazy with credit cards or anything, but
yeah.
Like, if something breaks, I will buy a new one that day. Sometimes I'll break it on purpose so I can buy a new one. Like, like my TV fell off my wall.
Yeah.
That night, I bought, like, a $300 stand, a drill bits, a new
there.
TV.
I was there when you were putting that shit up. And, like, for everybody listening, you cannot drill into your apartment and mount a TV.
Well, tell that to the 9 holes in my wall.
Yeah, like, that is definitely not in any rental agreement anywhere in the Midwest. But this guy was just like, fuck it, dude. We mounted. And then everybody in his apartment, okay, not everybody. But
well, I mean, two
out of the three occupants decided to mount TVs. So I cannot.
Giant, like, 60-inch TV.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see what your property manager has to say about that.
Well,
but you do work there, so, like.
But my boss is coming. Like, my boss.
What? For what? Like.
So, they just need to see the inside of my unit for construction and design purposes, I think is it is all I can say, technically.
Yeah.
So, they need to go into my unit on the first. And,
yeah.
I was talking to them, and, like, we're not supposed to have candles. Like, we're not, like, nothing like that.
Yeah.
And my boss is like, yeah, hey, because my unit has two stories in it. So inside of my apartment unit, there's two floors. And I guess they wanted to review how it was built, like, to look at the structure of it and everything, like, to see, like, I don't know. I guess they just want to take design inspiration for,
yeah, like, if they
projects
could,
in the future,
yeah, like,
or whatever.
If they could make more of those.
Right, because, I mean, honestly, they're sick, and they're always full, and, yeah, so they said, oh, yeah, well, we'll be coming into your apartment on the first, and I was like, I have candles in every room, TVs mounted everywhere,
yeah.
Like, it's normally always a mess, which, it's been getting better, it's been getting a lot better, but, yeah, honestly, a little bit worried about them coming over, because,
you know, you should, no, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know what you should say about the mounted TVs?
It was an accident?
No, you should be like, oh yeah, those are actually just command strip on
yeah.
the wall. No
yeah.
big deal. We can just take them down right now.
I would just blame it on Anna, honestly.
That's a great idea. Or blame it on Blake's girlfriend.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that
a better idea.
That's a great idea.
That's a better idea.
We should call him right now and be like, yeah, dude, let's, so, like, the rental people are coming, let's just say
just
it was
blame
Jasmine.
Every, yeah.
Blame every bad thing in our place, in the place, on Jasmine.
I would be down to do it. She's got more dishes to do when she goes home, so. Just mull over that for a little bit. Was that sexist? No, it wasn't. She just makes a lot of dishes.
No, like, literally, she, and, like, if you asked her about this, she would, like, willingly say, like, yes. Like, she enjoys cleaning. Like, she is, that was, like, one of the first things she told me, like, when I, because, okay, to be honest, I went to your place one day. Blake was, like, alone, chilling, single. Next time I was there, he had a fucking girlfriend. And I was like, what the frick? Like, not that it was a bad thing, but I was just like, who are you? Like, I had no idea who she was. And she's like, oh, I'm Jasmine. And, like, every time I was there, she's always cleaning. And this one time I, like, asked her, I'm like, why are you always cleaning? She's like, oh, dude, like, I love to clean. Like, I work at a daycare. Like, I clean up after, like, the kids there. And I was always cleaning at home. And, like, so you like to clean. She's like, yeah. And I was like, that's fucking weird,
well,
dude.
Well, she must have lost that love. That that must have been a lost love language, because, I mean, it's coming back around the corner. Because I like cleaning, too. But, like, if I make a mess, I like cleaning that mess. Or, like, if there's a mess that's made by, like, a decent amount of people, but, like, it's, like, really small, then I'm fine cleaning it. But sometimes it's just gross, and I just don't really want to do it. I don't really find a whole lot of... cleaning makes me feel good, but I don't find my purpose in cleaning.
Yeah, like, does music or anything help you, like, with, like, stuff like that? Like,
what, cleaning? Stuff like that? Cleaning just, like, and stuff I don't really want
to
do?
Yeah, like, stuff in general, yeah, just, like, an external motivation to, something.
Yeah, I mean, music plays such a big role in keeping me, like, centered and just grounded, I guess. Like, whether it be worship music if I'm kind of, like, freaking out, or if it is, like, I mean, just really just any music. If something's boring, I got an AirPod in.
Yeah.
Like, at work, I'm double-fisted up an AirPod. And, like, both ears walking around.
Yeah, I can definitely say I have, like, 10 years worth of hearing damage from my headphones just being cranked to the max, just listening to fucking... like Meek Mill or fucking...
or Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yeah. Or Infant Annihilator, dude.
Scarlet Cross.
Dude, and those are sick bands, man. I freaking love just mosh pits and just headbanging to freaking Infant Annihilator and Five Finger Death Punch, dude.
If there's it's any so podcast sick. That says that they love mosh pits more than this one, they're a liar. Cause
that, yeah, that is false advertising. Pit. And, like, I will, like... like give them I'll give their podcast like a strike.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
I'll complain to Spotify until they like give them a warning. I don't know if Spotify works like YouTube where it's like three strikes, but like
we gotta get them out of here.
Yeah, honestly, like no, like they're just lying. Like nobody likes fucking
moshing as much.
As like nobody likes hardcore heavy metal than
they weren't at the Denny's Grand Slam and we were.
Yeah, no, dude. Nobody saw fucking, like, we were, you know the video of the dude who's performing at, like, the Denny's or some restaurant, and he's, like, headbanging, playing guitar, and he's, like, he whips his guitar, and it fucking, like, hits that lady. Like, we were there. Like, we, that was, like...
that was my guitar.
Yeah, that was his, like, he has it signed.
I also own the Denny's. The Denny's Grand Slam is...
I'm a franchisee of Denny's.
...is one of the biggest historical moments in mosh pit history, at least. And then there was one at Sonic, too. But I don't know what the Sonic one was called, because I wasn't able to make it to that one.
I wasn't actually invited. I didn't get the e-vite.
The e-vite, yeah. So, moshing doesn't really... you know, that has not helped me transition at all. Moshing actually makes me sad.
Yeah, no, but, like... for being honest, like, we were just talking, like, we were obviously being sarcastic about liking that music. Like, if you like that type of shit, like, that's cool, but I think you're kind of, like, different, and I think you should, like, be separated from everybody else. Like, we're on this side of the line, and you're just over there.
Gannon
and his friends are just over there, just, like, just... throwing their bodies around, having a good time.
Dude, I really don't understand moshing, but I mean, if
I like moshing and like fucking like at hip hop like concerts and shit, like good music.
So you like pushing people over and punch them and stuff like that.
Dude, yeah. Well, since we're talking about Gannon, like we were at the Suicide Boys concert in Somerset, Wisconsin, and we were in the middle of like the pit and. Their stage managers and, like, stage hands started throwing water bottles out to everybody. Like, everybody had a water bottle. And they were like, yeah, we're going to play this song when the beat drops. Throw your fucking water bottles all over the place. Like, while they're open, right? And, like, we do that, and we get soaking wet. And then Gannon's like, okay, like, let's go to the back. Fuck this. Follow me. And, like, I thought, like, he would just, like, start being like, oh, you know, like normal shit, like excuse me, like trying to get, but there's so many people out there, it's an outdoor amphitheater, and he just starts throwing fucking elbows and checking people and like just fucking hitting people. And like the best part about me being behind him is I got to see everybody's reaction to him doing that, and it was just the most disgusted, like, I'm gonna fuck you up face. But he was walking so fast that, and, you know, they didn't want to move because they were clearly chilling in the pit. So, you know, I just got to walk by and see their fucking pissed off face, and I made the whole concert for me, honestly.
So, like, I was just curious about moshing and why it's popular among people, because me personally, I cannot imagine thinking that is fun being pushed around, because I know I would get absolutely decked. And really, the biggest thing is it's a good way for people to release pent-up energy and aggression.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Makes perfect sense.
But it also says that it creates a sense of community. So, like, all these people are angry, but they're all angry together.
Yeah.
And they just, like, just beating up on each other.
Well,
If I got hit in a mosh pit, dude, I would not be happy. I would be pissed.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, if you go to the ground in a mosh pit, like, they'll, like, everyone, for the most part, everyone will stop and, like, let you back up before start. Yeah, like, and that is an extension on the community aspect. Like, it's, like, just a known thing that if somebody goes to the ground in the mosh, like, don't, like, and some artists, Suicide Boys said it all the time in their shows. You know, I've been to, like, 2 of their shows in
that's, in like, 100% of their shows.
Well, yeah, like, in a 6-month span, like, it was a pretty, you know, pretty quick turnaround, but, like, they really stress, like, yeah, like, hey, don't be that dick and, you know, step on somebody in a mosh pit. So, you know, but, yeah, that's really one unwritten rule of...
So, if you fall over, you gotta give your guy a hand.
Yeah.
You gotta help him out.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, like, yeah.
Or you could take their wallet and then help them out.
Yeah. Or you knock them out. You know, you can just kind of do whatever, to be honest.
Yeah, like, you see him go down and you just give him the bottom of your Nikes. Just bang straight to the straight to the nostrils.
And, like, I clearly don't understand mosh pits, but they make people happy. What's one thing that, like, gives you a sense of purpose? And, like, what's something that you enjoy doing?
Shitting
that,
on kids in Call of Duty.
That other people wouldn't, that's not very popular.
Because
I would describe moshing as not necessarily
popular thing to do.
And I feel like Call of Duty, I mean,
that's pretty popular. Yeah, that's popular. Like, this is, it's popular, but, like,
I guess popular around here. If that makes it easier.
This is just something that I've done recently a lot in a short span, like going skiing and, like, going on a hard run, and, like, you know it's hard.
Like, actual run? Like, running?
Or like, no, like, oh, so right, like right, a, right, a right, run, like, you...
Like a slope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like a trail. Yeah, you call it a run. So, like, going on a hard run that you know is, like, challenging and difficult, and you just kill it. Like, that to me is a super awesome feeling, and, like, there was a couple times, you know, I've gone twice this year. I want to try and get out, you know, once or twice more before the snow is completely gone. But, like, when we went up north, the last run of our second day, me and Gannon did, I think it was just a single black. They had a couple double blacks at that resort, but they were closed. Probably because, yeah, there was really fucking gnarly looking, like, straight through, like, deep ass tree runs, like, crazy shit. This is up on the north shore of Minnesota, Lutzen. But, yeah, it was our last run of the second day, Black Diamond, and I fucking just kill it. And then there was just this last portion down by the lift. The lift was, like, you had to go up an incline kind of to get to the lift. And I went up this incline, and I stopped, like, halfway up the incline. I started going backwards, and I was like, oh, shit. And, like, I just didn't feel comfortable skiing backwards. So I just, like, fell on my ass. I was just like, fuck this.
You just took one?
Mm-hmm.
You just took one? So, like, what has been, like, the main drive to randomly just start going and skiing as much as you are?
I think just, like, watching videos and, like, just seeing how gnarly, like, it can get. And, like, just thinking, like, it really doesn't take much time to, you know, learn. So, yeah, really the whole inspiration behind skiing. Welcome back to A Pair of Fools, episode 15, part 2.
I love skiing. I also, my favorite skier is this Nico Schremer guy.
Oh my god, so many technical difficulties. But we're here, baby.
Back
talking about skiing
and not just skiing, because I would leave the podcast if it was just skiing.
Yeah, no. So we talk about a lot more here.
We'll keep it brief. Noah, I mean, again, just real quick, because it's hard for me to understand. I don't like skiing. I don't like being cold, and I don't think that I could perform well enough to impress a woman on the slopes. So I really just don't have any drive to ski at all. What keeps that skiing heart of yours beating? What gets those, you know?
Well, like, first of all, I'm not going to say, like, I'm this fucking superstar skier or anything. I'd say I am an average...
That's what you told me before we started recording.
No, okay. No, I'm, like, an average to maybe an above average skier. Like, I don't really do any of them jumps or anything, like... I'll maybe go up a fucking slight incline and, you know, do like a quick, just 180 back, you know, just whip around really quick. That's like the coolest shit I've ever done. But I really enjoy like the going downhill, you know, you're carving your fucking skis, you're going, you're doing your, you know, your, I don't even know what to call it. Like, I won't say I'm educated or a purist or anything, but like, you know, when you're hitting your fucking, your zigs and your zags, you know, carving your skis into the snow. You know, you're just thrashing that powder up and into the air. That's what really excites me about it, you know. And especially when you're going fucking fast, it's awesome. You know, that's how you, you know, do your tricks. You know, if you're going slow, you're not going to be able to do anything cool like that. But
yeah.
Then again, I don't really do anything cool to begin with, so.
I mean, I like snowboarding, but I mean.
Like Walmart snowboards?
Only on Walmart snowboards. Like, if it's an actual snowboard, I'm not very good at it. But if it is like a preteens Walmart snowboard for $20, I can absolutely shred with that, and I have before.
Yeah.
But if it is a real snowboard, count me out. Like, that stuff, I don't know. It just doesn't really excite me. But what does excite me is this joke that I have right here for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
That is really funny. And can lead us into the next topic of conversation. One that's not skiing.
Okay.
All right. So yeah. I'll preface this joke. Artificial intelligence. Do we like it? Do we think it's cool? Where is it going to take us? And I'll let you answer that after you hear this joke. So this joke was written by artificial intelligence. Thank goodness I just pulled it up. Couldn't think of anything to say. So I was like, all right, well, I'll let the Terminator think for me for a second.
Yeah.
And really, I'm just not really a huge pro on skiing, and I honestly just wanted to fit in.
Wait, so this is a skiing joke?
This is a skiing joke. You ready?
Let's fucking hear it, yeah.
All right. Why did the skier bring 2 pairs of pants on the trip?
Why?
In case he fell on the slopes twice. And honestly, I think we need to get rid of AI.
Yeah, it's a fucking horrible joke.
That was the most unfunny, terrible thing.
That's the worst joke I think I've ever heard. And I've literally, morally, I've told terrible jokes, and then I've just told terrible jokes that aren't funny. And that's still horrible.
I mean, I told it to tell me something funny, and it just didn't. I think the AI, it definitely has its place.
Yeah, for sure.
In the future, but, like, dude, I mean, apparently being funny is not one of them. Like, the girl that wrote this AI, I guess.
Whoa. We made a borderline sexist comment in the last episode that I think would slide. That one right there, you might get the feminist movement on you for that one. To clarify, that was Hayden Sherva
who said that. He lives in Fargo, North Dakota. Hey, if I asked this AI, name one funny woman.
Yeah, do you think it would? Let's see. So we're on, what is the AI software we're using?
So this one is a chat GPT, and pretty much you can just tell it whatever you want, and it will write papers for you, it will write movie scripts, it will write, just really anything. And believe it or not, I know how perfect the last I mean, the first part of this podcast was, that wasn't even AI. That wasn't even AI. That was real.
We could be reading off an AI written script right now, and you would have no fucking idea.
So, oh, wow.
Is it listening to you some funny ladies?
It's trying. But, so it says number one.
Michelle Obama?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh.
Do we think that she's funny?
I know her employees didn't think she was funny.
Okay, what about Tina Fey? Is she funny?
I like, yeah, she did good on Saturday Night Live before that show blew up.
Okay.
Before it, like, literally blew up and became, like, dog shit. Anybody else on there that if Amy Schumer's on there, the list is irrelevant. She is. Yep.
Yeah, number five.
Yep, yeah.
Yeah, she's number five.
Yeah.
And it said, here's a few examples of female comedians who are known for their wit and humor. I don't think that Amy Schumer's ever told a joke that wasn't about her, her own reproductive organs.
Yeah, or like jokes that were even hers. Like, she stole a fuckload of jokes from a lot of people. Like, you can go on YouTube right now. Like, go on YouTube right now. I bet you just search Amy Schumer stolen joke compilation, and I bet you the first one's like at least 20 minutes long. It has to be.
Yeah, 26 minutes long.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, 26 minutes long. But you see, the thing is, it's like double-edged sword kind of, and do you think that she stole those jokes from guys? Because if she did, that means the guys aren't funny either.
Well, like, I've seen, like, examples, and, like, I guess you could, like, let's pull it up real quick. Like, click on it. If there's an ad, we'll just mute it, obviously, but, yeah. Yeah, she steals from, like, guys, girls.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like she stole one from Kevin Nealon a year later after he said it. So, I mean that right there, I mean, she steals jokes from dudes, and it's still not funny.
And, and most of the time, it's not even old material. It's like, new shit, but she's such a well-known name, and it, like, if you watch that whole thing, like, a lot of those people, it'll either be super unknown, like, small comedians that just rip. Like, most of the time, people like that, they're, like, local openers that, you know, bigger comedians will book as, like, you know, openers. And then, so it's either, like, really small comics, or it's super, like, well-known comics, and she's pretty much stealing old material.
I don't think about this.
What is that?
Just that guy right there.
Who?
What about this?
Okay, so I'm looking at a whale. I don't even know what this is, dude. What does this have to do with Amy Schumer stealing jokes? What the fuck? Hot furry women, dude. This kid just pulled up some whack shit, man. You gotta stop watching that anime, bro. I'm serious.
Dude, that wasn't... Okay, first of all, that wasn't even my fault. Second of all, it literally came up on my laptop, probably because of the Wi-Fi history here. And it was a virus, so...
It was literally a virus, Mom.
That's why my pants are falling down. Because I got nervous.
I got scared, and I was slumped in my chair. My pants were falling down. That is one of the most iconic videos. If you guys haven't seen that, if you're listening, it's this kid gets caught jerking off by his mom, and he was, like, recording him jerking off. Like, not, like, video recording. That's not so bad. Not video recording, but, like, and he was, like, in an Xbox party, like, jerking off, or, like, he was, streaming himself or something, and his mom caught him jerking off, and, like, he was blaming it on, like, everything you could blame, like, he was like, yeah, there's a virus, and, like, then she's like, well, why are your pants down? And she's like, well, they were falling down, I was slumped in my chair. It's just the best thing. I don't even know what you'd have to search to, like, fucking watch it, but...
Yeah, you might want to be careful what you search.
Yeah, you might end up on a list somewhere if you get your fucking terms switched up. Just trying to look for that on the internet, dude. That would be bad. That would be bad news.
Man, do you think that I'll be able to pick up a girlfriend if I go snowboarding at this next excursion that we go on? Like, if I go snowboarding and if I absolutely shred out there, do you think that I'll be able to pick up a woman, Christian woman that loves
God? Well, to be honest, it's not even a matter of shredding, because, to be honest, this isn't a diss or anything, but I just haven't seen you, like, snowboard or ski ever, so, like, I'm just gonna go ahead and say you're gonna eat shit a couple times, just because
most... No, I won't.
No, most people do.
No, like, I probably don't.
No, like, you just gotta knock the rust off really quick. But, like, if you do, like, it's not even, like, once you do and you're, like, successfully making it down runs, like, it's not even, like, that. It's, like, how good can you chirp on the fucking ski lift? Like, you know, like, you see, like, some fucking girls in either in front of you or behind you, you gotta immediately turn around and be like, yo, hey, girl in the red, you know, you wanna get a bite of pizza with me at the chalet later? If she's like, you don't know, and it's like, okay, well, that's fine, I wasn't asking. Or, you know, just...
yeah, sorry.
Or, you know, you gotta be funny, you know? Just, you know, chirp a little bit. Be fun. Because most people there, especially on the lifts, they're, you know, they're fucking just talking to the people on, like, on the chair with them, you know? Make it a little, you know, interesting. Chirp a little bit. That's my favorite thing to do, minus actually skiing. Obviously, that's why we're there. But I love just talking shit on ski lifts. Or, like, when we were up north, on the North Shore, there was this one lift. It'd take you across, like, the whole resort, pretty much. It'd start at the bottom, like, by the chalets. And it'd take you across the main street that you drive up in, like, over this bridge. And you'd go up the hill that way. Or, yeah, you go up the hill that way. And so there'd always be people walking, like, to their cars or, like, into, like, the lodges that they had there. They had a bunch of lodges on the resort. It's a huge resort there. Lutzen Mountains, fucking look it up. It's pretty big. But so there's always people walking, like, below this lift. So one thing I started doing, like, right when we showed up the first day, I'd see people walk and be like, hey, like, apple or orange juice, which one do you like? And, you know, just random dumbass questions. And
they would answer?
No, surprisingly, a lot of people didn't answer. I was kind of pissed. I was super upset, actually. I was expecting some answers. And, like, there was this group of girls that didn't answer. I was like, apple or orange juice, ladies. And, like, they didn't fucking say anything. So I was like... So I immediately go, yeah, I was like, you bitches definitely drink prune juice. And we rode away.
And they probably, like, really, like, really fast?
Like, really slow on the ski lift. So they definitely, like, were, like, staring at, like, I turned around immediately after I said that, like.
Did you start crying?
Yeah, I was just like, fuck. It's like, praying in, like, call ski patrol. Like, we got a rowdy kid here. Like, he's drunk, actually. No. But just fucking,
yeah, dude, I don't really know about this whole chirping thing. I don't think I'm gonna take your advice on that.
No, dude, it's so fun.
I'm not going to.
It's like I said, it's like my second favorite thing to do while I'm skiing.
It's chirping.
Yeah.
Even when they don't answer back. Even when you say apple or orange juice.
Well, yeah, literally just say anything stupid. Like, if you're making, like, the people on the lift, like, if you got a random on the lift or even just your buddy on the lift, if you make them laugh, like, that's a win in my book, so.
Yeah, well, what if you don't?
Well, then, yeah, I should probably just shut the fuck up, but, like, knowing me, I'm not going to unless somebody's like, hey, you're an idiot. You know, why don't you shut the fuck up? It's like, okay, you know... And then most of the time I'll be like, yeah, maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Nah, dude, you would totally be like, okay.
Okay, sir. No, what I would do is I'd say, okay, leave, and then just go do it somewhere else. That's what I would do.
I don't think that's allowed.
Somewhere far away from that person who said I can't do it. What are you scrolling and looking at over there?
I'm just playing the one guy on a computer game right now.
Yeah?
Honestly, like, I'm looking for the helmets off, and snow.
The snow. Offline Google game?
Yeah, I'm just playing with that little,
dinosaur.
Playing with that little dinosaur. And honestly, right now, like, I'm looking for a jumpsuit, a snowboarding jumpsuit.
Dude, yeah, I honestly, ski suits are so fucking sick. Like, you can buy one online that is, like, those, 90s cups, you know, like,
yeah,
with, like, just the random ass, like, swishes of color.
Yep.
I think those are super cool. Anything, like, super bright colored, that's like a one piece or, like, two piece outfit.
Do you think that you would ever wear a rainbow one?
Ooh. Not that there's a bad thing with rainbows or anything, but I just, I probably wouldn't, no. Nah. If it was like are you saying multicolored or like striped rainbow? Like
a striped rainbow. I wouldn't wear it either.
Nah, I probably wouldn't wear it. But like, if you are a part of the LGBTQ community, that's cool. I don't care, but I wouldn't wear it.
I just wouldn't wear it. I wouldn't wear it either.
Yeah, but like, ever. No, like neon colors or multicolored anything.
The 80s ones would be cool.
Yeah, like 80s, like fucking, like stripes. Retro. Yeah, retro, like stripes with like a neon solid back with stripes. That'd be sick. Yeah, I wonder if you could buy, search up like vintage ski suits.
I just found a bunch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like authentic vintage? Or what?
Well, I mean, it didn't come out of a... out of a shed somewhere in the 90s, but why did the snowboarder wear a helmet on the chairlift?
Oh, this is another joke?
No, it's the thing that I came up with myself because I'm really funny.
Oh, okay. Why?
In case he fell off.
That's hilarious.
That is really dumb.
Why would you say that?
Dude, the computer told me to.
Oh, the fucking chat CPT
told you? Yeah. So, you know, I was just gonna be a funny and bring it back around to the beginning of the episode where the stupid skiing joke is talking about snowboarding. I just figured maybe it would say something funny and maybe I would get really popular and cool because of it, and it starts feeding me that stuff.
I wonder.
This is just the Terminator, but instead of killing people, it's just killing
personality. Comedy.
Yeah, it's killing comedy's people's dead.
Comedy receptors. How many times do you think you have to ask it to tell you a joke before it actually gets
funny?
Yeah, before it tells you a good one.
Well, I'm gonna be like, can you just tell me something really dark and like just
something fucked up? And
can you just tell me something that shouldn't be repeated out loud? And then it would just say something. I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's kind of funny.
Like literally, like laughing at like inappropriate times is like a bad habit of mine,
dude. Like,
it's so bad.
I almost do it at funerals sometimes.
I have done it at a funeral. I'm not going to name when or when it was. Or like, it was. I will say I was a younger person. And I was sitting next to a friend of mine. It was a family friend. And somebody drove by playing fucking just the most bass boosted song ever. And I'm like, just the first thing that went through my head is no fucking way. And then like, I looked at my buddy and he was laughing, or trying to conceal a laugh, you know? And then that just made me bust out laughing. I'm like, no freaking shot.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah, dude. It was bad.
That was so bad. Because funerals are not funny.
Nothing about it.
They are not funny at all.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
But when that car drove past, I actually lost it.
Yeah, that was you. Yeah, it was you.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it was fucking horrible.
Oh, I had completely repressed that memory. Yeah. Just put it in the back of my
head. They were playing like Chief Keef Love Sosa or something.
Oh, and it was...
it was so hard not to laugh. Like, I just busted out real quick, just... And then, like, we both looked at each other with just wide eyes. And
the people in front of us turned around, I can almost guarantee... Like, they were staring at... And I was like, at the end of the service, we're like, we can't Love Sosa was playing, like.
dude, like.
That is terrible.
Yeah, that is the worst shit in the world, man. Oh. That is terrible. But, yeah, we probably lost a couple good noodle stars on Mrs. Puff's board for laughing at the funeral.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I still haven't got those stars back. It was, like, it really just put a dent in my reputation.
What was the deal with that? Why was... So, she took SpongeBob's star or some shit, right? And he wanted to get it back?
Because Patrick kept talking to him in class.
Yeah. Well, you know what's better than 24? 25. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah. God, SpongeBob is such a classic cartoon.
I don't think I'm going to let my kids watch SpongeBob.
Yeah. Looking back on it, like, I probably wouldn't either, because literally all I did from age, like... 8, or like probably even younger than that. I don't know, that's just the first number that came in my head, but age like 8 to fucking like
yesterday?
Yeah, like a week ago? No. Like, I don't know, fucking 12 or some shit. Like, a good portion of time where I would just get home from school and sit in front of the TV and watch. It was either SpongeBob or I was a fucking, like, big WWE wrestling kid.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I was one of those, like, crusty kids.
Yeah, that I thought was real.
Yeah, dude, I was so invested.
Wasn't Brayden really invested, too?
No, not really.
Really? I could see him being invested in that.
Honestly. He literally, like, I think, like, if you caught that vibe off, it was probably just because he hung out with me. Like, honestly. But, no, I was like, dude, this shit's real. It's fucking Stone Cold, Steve Austin, you know, that was a little before, you know, my time, but, like, I was a historian back, I was a little historian back in the day. I had, like, old, like, pay-per-views on disc that I had, like, asked for.
That is actually crazy.
Yeah, and then I sold them all at so my aunt does this rummage sale, when Barnesville does, like, the spring cleanup or whatever.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people do rummage sales, but, yeah, so, like, I just put them up in there. I got, like, fucking $50 for all of them.
Dang.
So, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, you buy more pay-per-view Rey Mysterio, or
what? No, so, that was when I had got, like, I moved past that, and I started watching, like, movies. Yeah, porn and movies, you know? Yeah.
Porn movies.
Yeah, porn movies. Yeah, tons of porn movies. No, porn and movies. Different things. two different movies there.
Well, what length of film is considered a movie? Because I know that they had a director there.
No, like, I'm big into, like longer, like, serious, like, drama. I know people like superhero movies or comedies. I'm pretty, like, straightforward. I like dramas, or like, I got a fucking Goodfellas poster on my wall. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
He's lying about the poster. It's not actually there. Just wishes he had a Goodfellas poster.
I really wish I had a Goodfellas poster on the wall. It's not actually right in front of me.
It's being held by one command strip and two pieces of duct tape.
Yeah, a real professional setup, like we said. Shoe rack, duct tape.
I'm using dirty clothes as a footrest.
Yeah, dude, we are just... out here balling on the budget. Folded
gaming chair.
Yeah, dude. Nah, totally fabricated. We're on a nice glass desk and nice.
It's a round desk.
Round desk with ergonomic chairs.
We each have our own mic that's hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, the audio quality here is 100%. But
I guarantee you that if I start moving this Pepto Bismol around in my pocket, you couldn't even hear it right now.
But, so back to your original question, we've kind of just went on a huge-ass side tangent there, but, so I'm gonna fire it back at you. What's something that you do that not a lot of people do that would, that you'd say it gets you, kind of on edge?
Oh, like, dude.
I don't know. I don't even know how to call it,
like,
you know?
Just makes me, like, I don't know, like, it just...
Something that excites you that, you know, that you do that not a lot of people do, I guess, is what we're talking about, really.
Okay.
Adrenaline seeking.
Oh, adrenaline. Okay.
Just anything like that, you know?
Like, adrenaline seeking? I don't really do any... I'm not a huge fan of adrenaline. I don't like adrenaline seeking.
Okay, well, then, just, like, what's, like...
Sometimes I'll drive on the highway and I'll see just how close I can get behind a semi before having to move.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, at high speed. I do something. That sometimes.
So, well, so you like driving fast.
I do like driving fast, but I feel like that's pretty normal.
What's
like
the fastest you've driven?
135 miles per hour, I think.
Yeah, and he's been ticketed for that already. No need to worry about
I almost got Fifth Amendment or anything. Got sent to court for vehicular manslaughter.
Dude, that's actually a crazy story. So, that you bring that up. My cousin, this was... probably now, like, six years ago, maybe 7 years ago, something nuts, like 5 years ago. We were out at our lake place. And it's this big, like, RV park, and there people have nice ass setups with, like, stone patios with yearly, you know, memberships. They just pull their shit up and park it right where all the, you know, their patio is. And we went to Perham. This is right outside DL. We went to Perham to go to Pizza Ranch, right?
Yeah.
Drove to Perm, went to Pizza Ranch. On the way back, so I'm driving with our family friend. He drive at the time he had an Audi A3, right? Which is just a nice four-door, actually. Yeah, four-door, this nice little Audi.
Yeah, yeah, I like those ones.
And then my cousin was driving, I don't know if he still drives it, just like a 2011 Subaru Legacy.
Mm.
Yeah. And they started like low-key racing on the interstate. It was this the anyway, and it's the 4th of July, just to put that into perspective.
Yeah, so like cops are everywhere already.
Yeah, but the weird part about it is like the interstate was totally empty for like we went from Perm to DL, and then like we started going back. We got like literally a quarter, like we had like 2 miles to go before we were at our place. And like we got pulled over like super close, and there was one point in the race, we were in the Audi. I was in the passenger seat looking at the speedometer.
Yeah.
We were going 125, and my cousin passed him.
Really?
Like, substantially passed him. Like, fast. And so he must have been going 130 at, like...
At the very least.
At the very least. But, so we get, like, super close, and then... I'm not paying attention to any of the mirrors or anything, and all of a sudden, the guy who's driving the Audi just screams, just, fuck! And I'm like, oh, shit, what? And I'm like, what? And he's like, my cousin Evan's getting pulled over. And he just pulls over, because, like, you know, you go through driving training, like, that's just what you're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, they got pulled over, you know, normal police shit, da-da-da, license, registration, you know, why are you speeding? He got clocked going, or I don't know if he clocked both of them or just was like, just, you know, gave him almost the same thing, but he said he was going 101. My cousin was going 102. That's what he gave him. And they got their license. Both of them had their license taken away by the state for 6 months. And then their parents took them away for like even longer.
Dude. Yeah, man. Like I like driving fast and like, it gives me thrills, but dude, nothing has been giving me more of a thrill recently than reading a romance comic book.
What the fuck?
Or like, so, a Japanese comic book.
Yeah.
And it's a romance one. And dude, I have been grinding out chapters of that book.
Yeah?
Like it's nothing. Like, really? 85 chapters in a week.
How many chapters are in this book?
Well, right now there's only 123 chapters out.
Oh, so do you, like, have to buy it in, like, sections or what?
No, like, I'm reading it while it's being...
Released? How the fuck does it... So it's, like, an ebook?
I mean, I read it online, but you can buy it in person. Okay. But, like, I mean, I'm reading multiple books like that. And, dude, that's my thing. That's just, like, nobody wants to do because it's stupid.
Yeah.
Dude. I don't know, man. I don't know if it's just this overwhelming loneliness or what it is.
Dude, that's so fucking depressing, man.
Nah, dude. It's okay. I'm reading romance comics.
I'm reading romance comics while I'm sitting in bed alone.
Hey, but my next girlfriend
for weeks on end.
My next girlfriend's gonna be like living the dream. I can guarantee it because of all those books I read. I'm gonna know exactly how to cook. I'm gonna know exactly what to say. She's gonna be like, I'm cold. I'm gonna be like, my dear, lend me your heart.
Crazy. The last episode of the podcast, you were saying, talking about this girlfriend you're gonna have too, and she's still not here. That's just, when is this gonna come to fruition?
Part 3.
Yeah, when we make part 3 of this, we'll just make it a reoccurring series here. We'll just keep adding parts on the Hayden, like, it'll be Hayden Shriver episode. You know, your part, you know, whatever. We'll make them new episodes, obviously.
Part 18. But,
yeah, part 18.
Is the wedding.
Volume 18.
Calling it right now.
Part 18 is the wedding.
Part 18 is the wedding. Part 3 is me getting a girlfriend.
18 step plan.
Hey, and if that doesn't come to fruition, it wasn't me.
Then just do what Andrew Tate did. Just fucking sell a bunch of women.
Well,
no, Andrew Tate.
Would it be better to buy one so that I wouldn't have a girlfriend at that time?
Oh yeah, but then you just gotta drop a couple bands, you know, and go into a little debt.
Yeah, I'm not really made out of money.
Yeah, going to a little, nah, I wouldn't call it student debt.
Take out a student loan. Yeah, take out a
student loan. Yeah, hey, I need a Pell Grant. Please. I'm trying to buy a wife from Moscow. But yeah, man. I think we got a nice hour and a half out of this.
Nice hour and a half in the first part and a half, and part number three is when I get a girlfriend. So I mean, we got really good things on the horizon. I mean, really, when you look at this series of my life in parts, the fact that we're on part two and part three is when I get a girlfriend, that's the next part.
That's gonna be huge.
Really exciting. So
it's gonna be huge. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be huge, and she's even gonna be on the podcast.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. She's not.
No girls are allowed on this podcast until we find one that, and this
it's funny.
No, well that. But this should be pretty easy. We just gotta find out that's smarter than us, and there's definitely like I'm a fucking bozo, so
there's not a single person, there's not a single female in Fargo that's smarter than I am.
Really?
Calling it right now.
You're putting that out there to the world right now.
Yeah.
Okay, that is an open challenge. Hayden Sherva to any female in the FM area.
That's our age.
That is 19 to 20 years old, or 19 through 21 years old. Yeah, that is an open challenge.
If you think you're smarter than me,
come on A Pair of Fools and debate this fucking kid.
And also play me in Connect Four, but you won't win.
Yeah, Connect Four, iMessage games. Not that in real life bullshit. We got fucking pandemics to, I guess, we need to avoid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
There's always something new.
There's always something new out there in the news. But, yeah, I know you're kind of strapped for time. We got to wrap this up. I appreciate you coming.
Hey,
it was
man.
Fun, brother.